This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday welcomed what he called the news we've been waiting for from troops fighting in and around the shattered eastern city of Bakhmut, but gave no further details.
Перше. Я вдячний кожному нашому воїну.
Zelensky said in his nightly video address, quote, I'm grateful to every one of our soldiers, all our defenders who during this day have provided the news we've been waiting for, fine job soldiers in the Bakhmut sector. Russia's military said it had thwarted a major offensive against its forces in eastern Ukraine, but Ukrainian officials dismissed any notion that an anticipated major counteroffensive had begun. A Turkish commando battalion requested by NATO has arrived in Kosovo to assist in quelling recent violent unrest in the Balkan country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Violent clashes with ethnic Serbs a week ago left 30 international soldiers, 11 Italians and 19 Hungarians, and more than 50 demonstrators injured. The clashes have grown out of an earlier confrontation after ethnic Albanian candidates, who were declared the winners of local elections in northern Kosovo, entered municipal buildings to take office and were blocked by Serbs, while ethnic Serbs had overwhelmingly boycotted the votes. The Turkish commando unit will be joining a peacekeeping mission already in Kosovo in a reserve capacity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. ambassador and a State Department official held candid and productive talks on Monday with Chinese officials and made clear that Washington would stand up for its interests, the State Department said. The visit to Beijing followed China's snub last week of a U.S. official. This is VOA News. International Rights Group Human Rights Watch is asking the Malawi government to stop the forced relocation of 8,000 refugees living outside a congested camp. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi started the forcible relocations last month following the expiration of the April 15 deadline. The government gave the refugees to voluntarily relocate to the camp. The government said by staying outside the camp, the refugees threaten national security, and also it violates the encampment policy, which prohibits refugees from staying outside the camp. The World Food Program told VOA that the relocation exercise adds pressure on its already strained food assistance for Zaleka camp refugees. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
The U.S. Treasury said it can now meet the federal government's payment obligations after a debt ceiling suspension following earlier warnings it would run short of funds on Monday if Congress failed to act. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned Congress without a debt ceiling increase, Treasury would be unable to make an estimated $92 billion in payments and transfers this week, including a $36 billion adjustment to the Social Security and Medicare trust funds. President Joe Biden signed the debt ceiling legislation on Saturday. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has set up a challenge to his former boss. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The ex-vice president has filed papers for a 2024 presidential run. People familiar with his plan say Pence will formally launch his bid tomorrow, his 64th birthday. Pence enters a race where Donald Trump is leading the early GOP nomination fight. The two men ended their four-year White House run on bad terms, with Pence fleeing for his life during the Capitol insurrection. While Pence often lauds their accomplishments together, his nomination would in many ways mark a return to long-held Republican positions, which Trump abandoned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Apple has unveiled a long-rumored headset that will place its users between the virtual and real world while also testing the technology trendsetter's ability to popularize newfangled devices after others failed to capture the public's imagination. After years of speculation, Apple CEO Tim Cook on Monday hailed the arrival of the sleek goggles dubbed Vision Pro. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.